House Republicans have their largest majority in more than 80 years, but they're so divided they can't agree on who should lead them. A conservative bloc of lawmakers effectively deposed one House Speaker and rejected the next candidate in line to replace him. It's against that chaotic backdrop that Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin is being billed as the guy who can unite the warring factions. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports on Ryan and the pressures he faces.
Over the past year, Congressman Paul Ryan has gotten really good at saying no. This January, he said no to running for president in 2016. Last month, after Speaker John Boehner announced his retirement, Ryan, the father of three school-aged children, said no again.
I'm not.
Why not?
Because I don't want to be Speaker.
Who do you think will be the
good job for an empty nester?
And when Boehner's heir apparent, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, suddenly withdrew his candidacy, Ryan's office issued a statement within the half hour saying, again, no, he would not be a candidate for Speaker. Like the other times, it sounded convincing. Only this time, Ryan's colleagues won't take no for an answer. Boehner, Mitt Romney, and other prominent Republicans reached out to Ryan, urging him to reconsider. Fellow Wisconsin Republican, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, says that's because Ryan would do something for the party that maybe nobody else could.
There's a reason everybody's looking at Paul. He is the consensus choice. Other people may be able to step up the plate, may be able to forge that consensus, but we already know Paul has already forged it. He's already everybody's choice.
Paul Ryan's ability to walk that fine line between the Republican Party's hardline conservatives and its establishment wings goes back years, but it's rooted in his budgets. When he became the ranking GOP member on the House Budget Committee in 2007, Ryan proposed what would amount to deep cuts for future recipients of Social Security and Medicare. Christian Schneider is a conservative columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and a Paul Ryan fan.
It was because he was able to talk about those things that the Tea Party really kind of birthed.
By 2012, Ryan's budget proposed cutbacks to other safety net programs like food stamps.
We don't want to turn the safety net into a hammock that lulls able-bodied people into lives of dependency and complacency, that drains them of their will and their incentive to make the most of their lives.
Only a handful of Republicans signed on to early drafts, but by 2012, Ryan became the GOP vice presidential nominee, and his budget became, in effect, the party's platform. Still, Ryan could also work with Democrats from time to time, including an agreement to delay automatic budget cuts. Again, Christian Schneider.
Because of that, now the very Tea Party that he helped create has now turned on him. They're the folks that think that shutting down the government might be a good idea.
Some conservatives are also critical of Ryan's support for measures such as the 2009 TARP bank bailout, which he defended on the House floor.
This bill offends my principles, but I'm going to vote for this bill in order to preserve my principles, in order to preserve this free enterprise system.
It's no sure thing that the bloc of no-compromise conservatives in the House Freedom Caucus who've held up this speaker election would support Ryan. Senator Ron Johnson says he thinks they would. The question is whether Ryan wants the job.
If he decides to do this, from my standpoint, this is a political sacrifice on his part, okay? From what he really wants to do, it's a sacrifice in terms of time away from his family.
Ryan is only 45. As chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, he's in a position to rewrite the tax code under a Republican president and still make it back to his home in Janesville, Wisconsin on the weekends. But as speaker, he'd have to make some of the hard choices that would likely alienate many of the very people who find him so likable today. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.